For 560KM Win, I'm Randy Bogdan. The Great Falls Americans were able to stop a losing streak last weekend on the road with the 3-2 win in Butte. Coach Greg Sears was happy with his team's effort.
Nice to get back in the win column. Guys played hard. We ran into hot goaltending, but Trevor Mellon stepped up when he had to and won the game in a shootout. Nice to get 2 points on the road.
The Americans didn't wait for the February 6th trade deadline, as they have already added some new players.
We added Lucas Goots from Sheridan after we played them, and he stepped in, had a big role, had a goal and an assist against Butte, and he's a two-year vet, and we'll add some leadership to our team. We recently upgraded our D-Corps, too, with a kid named Colby Payne will be in this week to help our back end, so we're excited to add some good players here moving forward.
Great Falls will be home tonight and tomorrow to take on the Yellowstone Quake.
Always fun to play those guys. Glad we had them at home. They're just coming off of a tough weekend against Sheridan as well. Always good. Look to start fast on Friday and carry some momentum here. We'll try to build a new streak.
Coach Sears told KM Wynn that fans will be allowed back into the Great Falls Iceplex to watch the Americans play.
We'll have a few people this weekend, I think to 250, which will be awesome just to have a little bit of atmosphere. We have the best fans in the frontier, so look forward to seeing some familiar faces.
Both games are scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. For 560 KMON, I'm Randy Bogdan.